Test 6. Listening. Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about living in a foreign country. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the reason why each speaker moved abroad. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker mentions about their experience of living abroad. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. You will need to play the recording twice. Speaker 1.
Ever since university, I'd been a software engineer for the same firm, which had a foreign owner. Then the parent company offered staff in its subsidiaries around the world the opportunity to join a new team based in their head office. I liked the idea, and my wife was keen too, so I applied and was given a 6-month contract. The company only offered a limited relocation package, so we didn't take much with us. On top of that, the pay wasn't brilliant. It was hard to cope at first, but eventually it dawned on me that I didn't really need half the things I used to spend my money on.
Speaker 2.
I've just come back from 5 years abroad, and not a moment too soon. I'd always boasted I was open to new experiences and pretty flexible, but boy, was I wrong. Almost everything was different from home, and I really missed the security of knowing what to do in most situations without needing to think about it. I was really enthusiastic at first, though in retrospect, I suppose I felt flattered that I'd been headhunted. Without wanting to sound arrogant, I had quite a good reputation in my field. I'm a geologist, so when a university in another country offered me a position, I was interested. My husband was happy about it too, so we went.
Speaker 3.
When I graduated, I couldn't get a job that fitted my career plans and ended up as a paper pusher. It was humdrum work with no prospects, and I felt trapped. Then a friend suggested going abroad. I had nothing to lose and thought there might be openings that didn't exist at home. My partner liked the idea, and we headed off, and both got jobs that covered the rent, but not much more. It was wonderful, and I realised my priorities had been wrong. Okay, so my job was fairly tedious, but I had time for other things. I'd always dabbled in painting, and now I started taking it seriously. That more than makes up for an unfulfilling job.
Speaker 4.
Living abroad taught me a lot. I've never described myself as introspective, but I spent a lot of time on my own while I was there, as I didn't have any family, and I don't make friends easily. And all the demands of living in a different environment highlighted what came easily to me and, of course, what didn't. It was rather an eye-opener, to be honest. The reason I'd gone was that the university where I had a research position opened a campus overseas, and I was one of the people they approached about teaching there. Well, I was keen on the idea, the pay was good, so I said yes, and I'm glad I went.
Speaker 5.
I'd finished studying and my job applications were getting nowhere. Then I saw a research position abroad that would look really good on my CV, so I went all out to get it. A couple of eminent academics in my field agreed to be my referees, and I was offered the post on a 3-year contract. It wasn't at all the type of environment I was used to. Some things were better than at home, others worse. but on balance the positives outweighed the negatives. But because I was living a very different sort of life from my friends at home, we seemed to have less and less in common. In some cases, we completely drifted apart.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I will remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.